papers?
The morning papers?
Yeah.
Well, he's disturbed about them. They're confused.
Yeah.
And that's all I can say about them. But, you know, how it is. Here's my point.
Yeah.
There are the chief soldier top in position. I'm talking about positions.
You're talking about
minister top.
One we have to work on.
Yeah. You have to work on the minister.
Yeah.
The designation of somebody.
Yeah.
And then the three guys.
Yeah.
Then there's also the question of the other cabinet posts, the civilian ones. The civilian ones.
I consider that to be a part of the Bang Bang designation.
Yeah, but it's more than that, because I think that maybe I've been confused, but I thought you were going to insist upon knowing what the full menu is.
Oh, yeah.
And which
I'm not sure whether you're talking about a uniform menu or a civilian menu.
No, total.
Total menu.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I don't think I'm going to insist down to the 13th, 14th.
No, 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 I agree. I agree, but enough.
Yeah.
So that
so that the public image is presented.
That's right. And in my talks with our young friend and also with the former governor, I have been trying to explain why this is necessary and essential, because the reason I did that is that they've raised a question with George as reflecting JB's...
why do they not want it on their side, you know?
JB is impatient about it and has objected to it and says that this thing is being delayed and held back because we insist on going into too much detail.
I get it.
And, I mean, you can make your own guess as to whether there's anything behind this better than I can. Now, I talked this morning in the bedroom conversation about the possibility that if you could take some names that have already been considered or other names for the two uniforms.
Yeah.
You're just talking about two additional uniforms now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Maybe three if this Navy thing came apart, which I don't know.
Yeah.
Then if you could get something that looks reasonable from left, and an acceptance on right. Do you read me? On the right side.
Yeah.
And explore this list so that you get something that looks reasonable. It may very well be that the moment will come today or tomorrow, if you're still having trouble with the left, when you just want to say, well, this is it, and you got to go back and pack your bag.
That's right. I happen to think that that's exactly what I do want to do.
Yeah.
And I not only need to do it, but I need to mean it. And I think we need to have then the exact set of measures that will balance things
for
the next several days. Now, let me say, I then think there arises a problem, which is the who's in charge here problem.
Yeah.
Which is very serious.
Yeah, you mean...
can't carry out the kind of complex and balanced enterprise we're talking about without someone at this end to understand it.
Yeah. And it cannot be B.
No.
Yeah. Well...
which is no criticism, it's just a fact.
I understand that, and I'm sure people here will, too. Well, I think that... I think this is upstairs thinking, too, that if you can work out these individuals and get a set of individuals who, neither side has any strong objection, And they look reasonable to you, and they're checked out here, yeah. On which the boss is very insistent.
Yeah.
Why, I think that's about it, and you might as well say it.
Let me make you a suggestion that you
sure.
The very first and necessary thing at that point will be that someone come back here to carry on.
Yeah.
And that's not me.
Do you have a suggestion?
Yes, I do.
Who is that? Or do you, maybe you don't want, I mean, do you want me to go to work on it?
No, I think I can do it in a way that you will understand.
Good.
If you check it with the people, with the guys, check Bromley on the meaning of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Which is, the man who gave his office to Walter right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Back in November 63.
Yeah, I get what you mean. All right. And you're thinking about somebody who will replace this fella, or who?
The advantage of this is that he holds an appointment now.
I see.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Well,
but I'll find out.
You'll find out.
Now, do you want me to start checking this around or not?
Well, you might want to check it topside first.
Sure.
And I think that would be an advantage. Let me say what I think we're looking for.
Yeah.
Which is a man of some initiative and toughness. Fundamental sympathies make this an exercise you would want to see work.
Mm-hmm.
One of the failure he confidently predicted.
Sure.
And a man with some past experience in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And a man who would come with a good press, but who would be prepared to be tough.
Now, would this go in as a replacement for B?
If it started that way, I would send him as a
special representative. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll start on it.
And if that one doesn't work, has the advantage of having the confidence of the people who worry about us and we worry about them because they can't find telegrams.
Yeah.
Although not quite to the degree that we'd like.
Boy, do I worry about them now. My first exposure in depth.
What?
I say this is my first exposure in depth to those fellas who can't find telegrams, and
get to a holiday, you and I can have a drink over your experience of life in my office.
Oh, boy. Oh. Well, I thank you very much for making it possible, but I don't want it again.
I left out of my message this morning, I suggested a very tough assignment for you, because you're the man in touch with you-know-who.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of that saying, this is what Mr. Arnold is getting unpaid for.
Great. Okay.
Okay, I'll let you know when my boy comes back.
Fine, and if you get some news about Cy, let me know.
Cy is playing it cool at the moment.
Yeah.
Because of the reasons I told you last night, we are in a relation of relatively smoother, dribbling goodwill with them at the moment.
Good.
Not bad.
That's fine. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Don't lose your voice. Goodbye.
Right. Bye.